Joining me today is Haddon Powell, and he is coming to us from the University of Georgia, where he is studying landscape architecture. He's a former chapter officer, and he is a nominee for the FFA's National Star Award in Agribusiness for 2019. Haddon, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
You bet. I'm looking forward to speaking with you. And when you are not at the University of Georgia, when you're at home, are you in Bleckley County, right?
Yes, sir. I actually got the chance to go to school in a different county.
Okay.
Kind of live in a rural area. So I went to school in Bleckley County, and then I live in a neighboring county called Lawrence County.
Okay.
So it was about a 30-minute drive to school every day.
Oh, wow. Okay. And at some point, you got involved with the FFA. How long have you been involved with the FFA?
So I've been with the FFA since the eighth grade. So what's that, 5 years or so?
Okay.
I'm getting old here. So yeah, I joined in the eighth grade, and lots of people in my class got involved with it. I guess it's just the rural kind of school system.
Mm-hmm.
And then what the FFA offers to us kind of just goes with our lifestyle, and say it's kind of just a thing everybody did. And so I did it too. And so now I'm here.
That is awesome. So you got started, and it's just kind of what everybody did, but you must have found a pathway that suited you while you were there.
I did. Within the FFA, we have CDEs, career development events.
Uh-huh.
And so I got involved in two. One was actually floral design. And then I did, of course, like tree ID and plant ID and that kind of stuff with that one. And then I did proficiency, which was based off of my SAE.
Okay.
So I got involved with both of those all 4 or 5 years since I've been there.
Very good. Very good. And while you were doing that, you decided to become an officer as well. What led you to being an officer?
So I did the officer my very first year, second year. Being with FFA, that was my ninth grade year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I just kind of felt led to do it. And so it was a good leadership opportunity. And I got to meet a lot of people too within it.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about your supervised agricultural experience. So what have you been doing?
So my supervised agriculture experience is actually diversified horticulture. So my journey, I got involved with being outside and liking the outdoors with my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
I've always enjoyed being outside and designing kind of just really anything. Within my SAE, I have my own business, and we specialize in design work with landscapes, interiors, and floral design. So with the landscapes and interiors, we do both residential and commercial stuff. And then we have floral designs. We do big events and weddings and stuff like that.
Okay, really interesting. So this was something that you started with Grandma, or Grandma was just kind of the inspiration behind this?
Oh, no. She she definitely got me started with it. Definitely while I'm still pursuing landscape architecture. I enjoy being outside and designing, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
I still enjoy both the other things, interior and floral, but my heart is really with landscape. I don't know why.
When did this all begin for you? When did you start this business?
So my business actually began in 2015.
Okay.
And so since then, it's been ups and downs, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of learning experiences, which is very helpful.
So there's kind of two distinct things here. I mean, one is working outside and designing landscapes. The other is working inside, right, with the floral arrangements?
Right. Yes, sir.
Okay. So how did you, how did you combine those two, or how did you start a business doing each of those? They sound like separate businesses, but you found a way to put them together.
Yeah. Yes, sir. So with the landscape, and interior design, they're kind of go hand in hand, same kind of principles and ideas. You're just using different materials and stuff like that. I don't do too much interior design stuff. I mean, I do have a good bit of it, but not too much.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely more landscape design work with that. With a floral design, so a lot of where I got into that was with growing stuff in the landscape that you make and then turn around and use.
Okay.
With floral arrangements and stuff like that. So.
All right. So you were being efficient. You were using the things you were growing and leveraging that into a whole nother business.
Absolutely.
Very good. Okay. Now, how big a jobs will you do when it comes to landscaping now? And what kind of equipment do you need to be able to pull those off?
So landscaping now, my landscape side is relatively not as large as maybe the floral design side, but it has definitely grown up. Equipment-wise, it usually comes down to renting it.
okay.
rather than just purchasing it, because right now, being in school and stuff like that, I'm not as active with the landscape side mm-hmm. due to not being home and, you know. So right now, I've just been, you know, renting equipment when I needed it, or if I know somebody who has it, just borrowing it.
Okay. Over time, what kind of awards through the FFA has this led you to?
So when I first started, like I said earlier, I did the CDA floor design. And mm-hmm. so I did that my first year, and it didn't turn out well. I got last place. But I didn't lose hope.
Okay.
I turned around and did it again the next year.
Yeah.
And I won state with it.
Awesome.
So with that CDA, there's not a national level. So state's really the highest you can get in that mm-hmm. CDA. And so then I stuck with proficiency. And so this year, I actually won state with my proficiency. And then, so I'll have the chance to compete at nationals with it, too. Other awards, we have a local fair here. And a lot of times, a lot of the FFA chapters around will get together and do, like, a contest.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of tree ID and landscape ID and stuff like that. Awards throughout that kind of stuff. Exhibiting booths and stuff in the fair.
So you've had a lot of success along the way, and then along comes the nomination. You find out you're one of the four finalists for the National Star in agribusiness. How does that feel?
Well, I was kind of confused when I was told the information. I was like, me out of everybody? But I'm very grateful for the opportunity. I'm excited to.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations to you. I think it's wonderful to get nominated. And I mean, to be four, there's well over 600,000 FFA students in the entire country. They've boiled it down to 16 star finalists, and you're one of those 16. That's pretty amazing.
I know. It's kind of crazy to think about, but.
Well, now, how has this, the CDEs and the SAE and being involved in landscape design, floral design and landscape architecture, I should say, how has this influenced what you're studying in college now?
So, like I said, I've always loved being outside, and so I hate tests. I hate sitting in the classroom and listening to somebody speak all day, because that's not how I learned.
Right.
I don't know. I've always liked dealing with design work uh-huh. and being outside, so I kind of put the two together and found landscape architecture.
Okay.
I also have an interest in architecture itself, so maybe going back and combining the two one day.
Okay.
That's along the like, two more years after these four, so I don't know about that. I really enjoyed being outside, and so it kind of led me to landscape, and I kind of went around and looked at landscape companies in my area to mm-hmm. see what they did, and then that's when I got involved with landscape in my business, and I really enjoyed it, not too much on maybe installing and maintenance, but more of the design work, drawing it off for contractors or so to okay. Implement. So that's kind of how I got to there. Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's not, but mm-hmm. I do enjoy it overall.
Well, for students who are like you, who they learn better kind of kinesthetically, they're out there working with their hands and doing things like that, but they have to spend time in a classroom. What advice do you have for them in terms of finding their way into a program like the FFA that can help them learn in the style that they're most accustomed to?
Yeah, so I definitely agree with everybody learns differently, and sometimes that's not really implemented in the classroom. So being with the FFA, they teach in so many different ways, or if you have an ag class within your high school or middle school,
mm-hmm.
they teach in so many different ways for people like me to understand what's going on, whether it be hands-on or actually going out into the field and doing it yourself, or just watching somebody else doing it, or learning through a book. There's so many different ways they teach, so I feel like it helps people like myself or whoever else it is out there who's not like ordinary teaching, watching somebody, listening to somebody.
Right.
FFA definitely helps out there. Definitely go and even look and see, like, if you have an interest in something, go out and shadow somebody who does that occupation that you're maybe interested in before you even get to high school, I would say, because I definitely kind of knew what I wanted to do entering high school. So it kind of led me to the courses and elective stuff I took to kind of build up to my college, which would then lead to the degree I wanted to get. So definitely go ahead and kind of look out for the degree you want to get, and then kind of build off of that going through high school and college.
Awesome. Great advice, Haddon. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing this with us today, and best of luck to you at the National Convention.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.